USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jury selection in Minneapolis is being postponed in the case against former police officer Derek Chauvin.
We have jurors, but I think realistically we're not going to get to any jury selection. We won't have an answer until at least tomorrow. So unless any of the parties object, I'm going to kick our jurors loose and start everything tomorrow with jury selection.
Judge Peter Cahill decided to put off the start of jury selection until at least tomorrow, while the question of whether to allow a third-degree murder charge against Chauvin is pending. People who are fully vaccinated against coronavirus can safely gather without masks or physical distancing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in new guidelines that relaxed safety measures for inoculated individuals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Senate and House Republicans are asking Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to brief members of Congress on why National Guard troops may remain in Washington, D.C. until the fall. Republican Congressman from Florida Michael Waltz saying,
"Look, this just is not a role, a permanent role for the National Guard."
And Senator Marsha Blackburn adding on Fox News,
"The Guard troops deserve to be home with their families and not on duty here in Washington."
Although only 9% of the Democrats' COVID relief bill that they passed will go towards COVID relief, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says President Biden's coronavirus relief bill will help Americans get to the other side of the pandemic.
"This is a tremendously important package that will bring millions, hundreds of millions of Americans the relief they need."
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's son Archie wasn't going to receive security from the royal institution. That's what the Duchess of Sussex told Oprah Winfrey during an interview on CBS Sunday. Meghan saying she was told her son wouldn't be recognized as a prince despite protocols, and there were concerns within the institution about how dark Archie would be once he was born. Former leader of the Brexit Party Nigel Farage reacts to some of the allegations of racism made by Markle.
"The reason they started criticizing her was because of her and Harry's rank hypocrisy. Telling us all about global warming and flying around the world in private jets was just where it started. And to accuse our royal family of racism, you know, the Queen has headed up the Commonwealth for 70 years. There are 2.3 billion people in it, and the vast majority are Asian or black people. And the royal family have done more to help people of colour in the third world than any other family in the world. This doesn't stack up. She wants a career in Hollywood. She wants to use the role of being a princess. I'm appalled by what she said."
The Recall Gavin Newsom campaign is confident they'll have enough signatures needed for their efforts to remove the California governor. One of the organizers saying they're aiming to get 2 million signatures to recall the Democratic governor, which is 500,000 over what is needed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.